Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. Michael Cox, Dr. W. Michael Cox is our guest. 10-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, the founding director of the Center for Global Markets and Freedom at Cox School of Business at SMU, the co-author of Myths of Rich and Poor, a book I told you about a long time ago. And Mike, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the great all the years you've supported us with your wisdom and your research and your study. We're talking about the work that you've done recently on the migration of Americans inside of our borders, moving from state to state. Being either pulled by some attraction or repelled by something they didn't like, one or the other, or maybe both, right?
Exactly.
And you identified them as factors of taxes, unions, housing, the cost of living, schools, and weather. And I don't remember if there was another one or not. I proposed that the next was going to be Obamacare will be a big influence in the next thing. What did you learn? Now, see, most of what you just told us about, most people are nodding their heads saying, yeah, I see that. That makes sense. If I just thought about that, I could have figured that out myself. But what did you learn that surprised you? What in your study, what did you learn that you said, wow, I didn't see that coming?
Well, it's obvious if people feel this way, and as expressed in their moving from state to state, then they probably also feel this way with regard to what's happening in terms of national policy. It'd be weird that a person would say, oh, I hate this state income tax, but I love the national income.
Right.
So what you realize is that there are a lot of people right now who, in a sense, feel trapped inside America. They're not mobile. They have to take up and move their family out of this country to Canada. That's the number one place of destination, or Costa Rica or some other country. And that's a lot more expensive a venture, of course, than moving from state to state. So there's a lot of, I think, pent-up anger amongst Americans who cannot.
Who are they angry at? Who are they angry at, and what are they angry about?
They're late angry. Have to be at our federal system, our federal.
But apparently, not system. Enough to make any changes. We didn't get any changes last time.
It's very expensive proposition to move outside of America. These days, there's even an exit tax for leaving.
But they had a chance to vote to change the system. And they didn't do it last time, Mike.
We're talking about two kinds of people, Jim. America, have you noticed how polarized we're becoming?
We're becoming
polarized into a class of people who seek to live at the expense of others, the dependents, and they just want, what you produce. They think they're entitled to it. And then the other group of people who don't want to have to be charged that tax. They want to make a better life for themselves and their family and keep
through their own efforts and their own responsibility.
Right.
But Mike, didn't we find out in 2012, starting in 2008 and then in 2012, didn't we find out that there's more of the former of what you just described in the latter in America now?
I think that was a watershed election for America.
No question about it. I predicted that.
Let me get political here. You can blame it on Obama, but you really should. You have to blame it on the majority of the American people.
De Tocqueville said, you get the government you want. You get the government you deserve. That's what he said.
And America is definitely on the road to socialism. I think if you look at that last election, America was presented with two boxes, the socialist box, the socialism
has
box.
Has there ever been a more stark a time where the choices were as stark as they were in 2012?
No.
Never.
No, and if folks need to read what was the book that was written on this, America is playing out a script, almost literally, of the book Atlas Shrugged.
The day will come, what we're talking about
here will happen. People will move. You will lose your hard, just like France is running off people with their high tax rates, America will lose the base of.
There's another variation on that, Mike, and I wrote an article called When Small Business Shrugged. Small business owners are. I've talked to many small business owners who said, I'm not going to keep fighting. If they keep coming after me, if they keep oppressing me with taxes and regulations, I'm just going to lock the doors.
Yeah, well, this administration definitely will come after you. They'll come after you looking for anything you might be doing wrong or that they can say you're doing wrong in terms of not tax compliance or this regulation.
Well, it's not even just that, Mike. It's also an attitude about success.
right.
They call us. Absolutely, they call Jim. Successful people fortunate.
I know it.
But that's right. that's a canard for
that's
success.
Completely untrue. Look, yeah. I'm a product of the choices I've made throughout my life. Who to hang around with and play with as a youth, whether it's the gang people or the other people, whether to study and how long to stay in school, what to study, whether to go to college or not, who I marry.
Do you think, Mike? I got to wrap it up. Do you think America is there's still time to turn things around and go back to what made us great?
There's time, Jim, but the problem is our public schools. They're just
and that's what you're going to talk about next time. Next time you come back, we're going to get you back real soon. Talk about the school system, okay?
Okay.
Give us the website quickly, please.
O'NeilCenter.com. O-N-E-I-L Center.org.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Michael Cox, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.